Avon Estuary Walk, Wildlife. The estuary is fabulously rich in birdlife, attracting all sorts of waders, gulls and wildfowl. The waders are to be found probing along the shore and water's edge. There are too many to mention all of them here. However, upstream towards Averton Gifford, where the mud is muddier, they include curlew, lapwing, red shank and green shank, named after the colour of their legs, and common sandpiper, with its white underparts and mottled brown back, straight bill and large dark eyes. Dunlin are smallish birds, and like many waders, have different plumage according to the season. One of their folk names is sea mouse, as they are said to resemble a mouse with long legs scurrying about on the shore. Their dull grey winter plumage gives way to rich chestnut black and white streaking during the summer. Similarly coloured but smaller and with a shorter bill, the little stint is a rare winter visitor. The dabchick or little grebe is a small diving bird found on the estuary. A little round ball of a bird without a tail, it dives for fish, insects and snails. Further downriver, the sandier it gets, the more gulls and oyster catchers are to be found. Up to 500 black-headed gulls are found on the estuary's mudflats, along with the large, mean-looking herring gull with its yellow beak and eyes. You may also see the not-so-very-common common gull, smaller and slimmer than the herring gull and with a dark eye. The Avon Estuary is South Devon's best for swans. In the winter, mute swans gather here from as far away as Abbotsbury in Dorset. There are often 50 or more, and the stretch of river around the boathouse at Bantham is a good place for a sighting. It is a complex job to try and describe the ducks of the estuary, as the colouring of a single species usually differs between male and female and summer and winter plumage. The best bet is to get hold of a pocket guide before setting out. On the estuary, you may see mallard, widgeon, teal, shoveller and pintail. Herons and the brilliant white little egrets are common sights, and the sharp-eyed may spot a kingfisher. Ravens nest in the pines at Millburn Orchard. Stidicum Wood contains some beech and sycamore, but it's unusual in that the majority of the trees are sweet chestnut. This species of tree was introduced to Britain by the Romans, who harvested the nuts not only to roast and eat as they are, but to make chestnut flour. The lower reaches of the Avon are a nursery site for sea bass, a silvery sea fish of shallow waters that grows up to a metre long. The sands at Cockleridge support the increasingly rare sea holly. A short but spectacular plant, it has pale blue holly-like leaves and bright powder blue flowers. Also found here is sea spurge. Familiar to gardeners, this is one of the wild ancestors of the larger garden euphorbia. Its small, fleshy oval leaves are clustered thickly up the reddish stems, some of which are topped with pale green flowers in summer.